You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. As you just heard from Debbie, another e-scooter death is under investigation in Salt Lake City. This is the second in just a month. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, we know a 41-year-old man was killed late last night. Police say he was on a scooter at 800 West North Temple when he was hit. The driver did stay on scene, but police are investigating if impairment was a factor.
No arrests or citations have been issued or made, but again, the detectives with the collision analysis reconstruction team are still conducting that investigative work.
Sergeant Mark Wyan does warn that more people are using these electric scooters as it gets warmer. Another crash just a month ago involved a woman hitting a bump on the sidewalk and injuring her head. She also died at the hospital, leaving behind five children. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
A 25-year-old man from Washington State who had been hiking in Davis County when he went missing for 2 days has been found. On late Sunday afternoon, Tobias Bratton walked back to the trail, low on supplies, with little more than scrapes on his hands or injuries. Sheriff spokesman Stephanie Dinsmore tells KSL TV that they are grateful he's back.
We just hope that people who are watching this understand the importance of preparing and making a plan and telling people where they're at.
Turns out that Tobias took a wrong turn, found himself three canyons away from Fernwood Trailhead. Because of that missing hiker who got lost this weekend, search and rescue teams are reminding Utahns to be careful when hiking. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
More Utahns will be hitting the trails as we get into warmer weather, which means search and rescue teams are gearing up for another busy season. Sergeant Sean Ensley with the Weber County Sheriff's Office says lost hikers usually aren't too big of an issue. It's mostly injuries and medical issues that keep them busy.
Those medical issues are related to like sprained ankles, broken ankles, some sort of fracture or medical event.
Sergeant Ensley says regardless, it's important to keep a map or an app that has the trail details. It can help hikers find their way back to the marked trail or let search and rescue teams know the area they are in. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Utah law enforcement are encouraging parents to talk with their kids about sextortion and what they are doing on social media, saying this is a problem that we are seeing every single day. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more info.
We're talking about when someone poses as someone else online, starts messaging a child, eventually gets them to send explicit photos, then threatens to share those photos with people the child knows if they don't pay a ransom. Weber County Detective Dustin Stewart tells KSL.com the average victim is just 15, but it's not unheard of to see victims as young as 6.
Stewart says if your child does get caught in a sextortion scheme, block the predator and contact local police. A Boise, Idaho sheriff's deputy is dead after being shot during a traffic stop. The Ada County Sheriff's Office says Deputy Tobin Butler was shot during a routine stop when the driver shot him and fled the scene. He was taken to a nearby hospital where he died. He was 27 years old. KSL's top national stories. Opening statement in Donald Trump's New York hush money trial have wrapped up, as well as the first day of testimony. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
Trump attorney Todd Blanch telling jurors if they use common sense after listening to the evidence, they'll find the former president not guilty. This after prosecutors painted a picture of a Trump Tower conspiracy, where Trump, along with his lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen and former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, conspired to disguise hush money payments as legal charges. Blanch contending Trump did nothing illegal. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
The Supreme Court is weighing whether banning homeless people from sleeping outside amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. At a rally in Washington, St. Louis alderwoman Alicia Sonier says that the unhoused deserve respect.
Our unhoused neighbors are people, too. Yeah, right. With dignity, with emotions, with hopes and dreams.
This comes after courts in some western states ruled it's unconstitutional to fine and arrest people sleeping outside if there is no shelter space. Other national stories KSL is following. There are protests at Columbia University again today, forcing classes to be held exclusively online. University has been facing a crisis regarding charges of anti-Semitism on campus. This is the sixth day of pro-Palestinian protests as Passover, a major Jewish holiday, starts at sundown tonight. Kevin Bacon made it to Payson over the weekend for the 40th anniversary of Footloose and to help the kids kick off their final prom in the building before the school gets torn down. Bacon gave an exclusive interview to NBC Today's show where he said he actually enrolled in the school as a student for a day before the movie started shooting to get a better feel about what it was like being a student.
I lost all of my bravado. I just became, you know, kind of terrified. And then, just like the movie, one kid sort of took me under his wing and said, I'll show you around, man. Come on, you're with me. It was straight out of the movie.
Bacon says the memories came flooding back as he walked the halls at Payson High. First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We're looking pretty good on the Valley freeways. No accidents or delays there, but we have had a report of a traffic hazard, 2100 South at 3rd West. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Listen to KSL for news to get exactly what you want.
Stories about what's going to affect me.
Traffic. If I want to know now, I'll go to KSL Radio.
Hear the important stories, the stories that affect you.
On KSL News Radio.
This joyful sound is the No More Chemo Bell at Intermountain Health St. George Hospital. And it means that Sarah Parker beat cancer. It also means her doctor spotted it early enough to treat and that her oncologist helped her fight it every step of the way. It means that her nurse helped her keep track of medicines and that a case manager made the whole experience just a little bit easier. Every time we hear that bell, it reminds us that all things are possible when we work together. It reminds us of the power of we. Intermountain Health.
Ah, the life of a small business owner. Keeping the lights on, calling all the shots, and then there's workplace accidents. 500-degree ovens, rusty nails. Danger lurks around every corner. Workplace accidents can happen, but there is an easy way to keep your employees covered. Talk to your agent about workers' comp coverage from PI, or go to PIEinsurance.com and get a quote. Safety first, then PI Insurance. Individual rates, offerings, and savings may vary, subject to policy terms and conditions. Not available in all states and situations.
Experience classical hits through a new lens with the Utah Symphony's Masterworks Magnified events. The final themed evening of the season is coming up this April. Picture this. You're at the elegant Abravanel Hall in downtown Salt Lake City, dressed to the nines and crafting your own masquerade mask. Then you're swept away by the Utah Symphony's performance of Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Starting with the masquerade ball, following the romance of the star-crossed lovers, and leading to the story's tragic events. Marvel at the projections giving you a close-up of the symphony's performers and the flying fingers of guest pianist Ingrid Fleeter as she plays Ravel's piano concerto. Plus, you'll even hear conversations with the orchestra's expert musicians. It's Masterworks Magnified's masquerade-themed event, April 26th and 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org/magnified.
Here at the Utah Symphony, April 26th and the 27th. Tickets start at $21 at utahsymphony.org.
79 missionaries trapped and penniless inside Germany borders with war days away.
From director T.C. Christensen
comes Escape from Germany.
In theaters now.
Tickets at escapefromgermany.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, the Weber County Sheriff's Office is warning parents to talk to their kids about sextortion because it's a problem that they're seeing more and more every day. KSL News Time, 1208. The Cache County Sheriff's Office says rapper NBA Youngboy is a suspect in a large-scale prescription fraud ring. KSL TV's Shelby Lofton met with pharmacist Phil Cowley to talk about it.
Documents say the rapper was working with other people to fill fraudulent prescriptions of promethazine with codeine at a number of Utah pharmacies. Cowley says callers will disguise their voice and use different combinations of a few names. The pharmacist says he feels safer now that someone has been charged with the crime.
Investigators have not said if Youngboy is tied to a number of pharmacy break-ins across the state. The number of Utahns with medical marijuana cards continues to rise by the thousands. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson has the story.
More than 83,000 people in Utah are now medical marijuana card holders. The new data from the Department of Health and Human Services Center for Medical Cannabis shows that's 13,000 more than last year. Abby Galloway, medical director from Green Team Doctors, says that while people do need to cite one of the 15 qualifying medical conditions and prove they're over 21 years old, very little documentation is needed.
Medical records are not required by the state of Utah unless the only qualifying condition for the patient is PTSD.
PTSD and persistent pain are cited as the two most common reasons people apply for medical marijuana cards in Utah. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
It's pretty quiet out for our noontime drive. Whether you're on the freeways or main secondaries, we really haven't had any problems reported as far as accidents or delays. Now, you could see some construction that could get in your way, slow you down a bit, but overall, we're looking at a quiet drive. We have had a report of a traffic hazard, 2100 South at 3rd West. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get three rooms plus a hallway Zero Resified for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res, Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's springtime 70s for the next three afternoons. How about today? 72, mostly sunny skies. We'll go to 74 tomorrow, partly cloudy. And then it's mostly sunny again Wednesday with a light south breeze. That'll push temperatures to 79 by afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, a beautiful 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Utah's party convention is coming up in just a few days, and there are a lot of competitive races on the agenda. You'll hear from KSL at Night host Taylor Morgan on the latest in the races for the U.S. Senate, Congress, and more. That's next, streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. I have Adam Kirkham, president of the Utah Association of Realtors, here with me to talk about changes to the home selling process because of a national settlement. Adam, what does a settlement mean for Utah homeowners?
Thank you for having me today, Maria. While we don't know exactly how everything will change, what we do know is the value of using a realtor will be more important than ever because we expect the settlement changes to create additional negotiations in the home selling process. As buyers begin to submit offers and understand the new realities, the realtor will help you evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of each buyer and their offer.
Adam, the recent national settlement has made things really confusing for buyers and sellers. How does a realtor help in this process?
A realtor can bring some clarity to a process that is changing due to this settlement.
So as homeowners decide what real estate services are best for them, what should they look for?
Go to UtahRealtors.com and you'll find every member of the realtor community there and you can find the right fit for your situation.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. Did you know that we offer three distinct styles of gutter protection, each one meant to handle a specific leaf problem? You might not even know there are different styles of gutter protection, but there are. And if you pick the wrong one, it could be a huge waste of money. Now, the big gutter guard companies won't tell you this. They try to sell you a one-size-fits-all gutter guard, and it could be completely wrong for the amount and types of trees and leaves you have. Not RGS Exteriors. We understand which kind of leaf problem needs which kind of gutter guard. We'll do an in-depth evaluation to assess the types, locations, and numbers of trees in your yard. Based on that data, we match your home to the right gutter guard. So don't risk wasting money on the wrong gutter protection. For a free evaluation and estimate, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110. Or rgsexteriors.com.
Being present and in the moment for family activities was impossible because Will Burt was so focused on the constant pain in his leg.
My wife likes to take walks. I always kind of dreaded going on walks because they hurt.
The boys both play baseball. I coach their teams. I was going to do them and be in pain and be uncomfortable and kind of sacrifice my own health.
An old Achilles injury left Will coping with agonizing pain until he discovered the natural biologic treatments at QC Kinetics. No surgery or steroids. The procedure took place in the office, and Will walked right out.
I feel great. There's no pain. There's no tenderness.
Patients like Will are feeling amazing and living their best lives.
Ironically, just got off the golf course today, so I think that's a good telltale sign that the Achilles is feeling better.
Don't be in pain another day. Call QC Kinetics for your free consultation. Call QC Kinetics 385-766-1987. That's 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987.
Live at the Eccles presents Tony Award winner Ben Platt at the Eccles Theater, July 16th and 17th, with special guest Brandi Clark. Tickets for Ben Platt's The Honeymoon Tour at liveattheeccles.com.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a man is dead after getting hit while on an e-scooter in Salt Lake City. Police are investigating if impairment was a factor in the crash. This is the second e-scooter death in the city in a month. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
Second, a missing hiker that got lost in Davis County over the weekend has been found, but authorities are still warning other outdoor enthusiasts to be careful this summer. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
Normal KSL travel times up and down the I-15 corridor between Ogden and Provo. We are looking at a good drive on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, which are right now crash-free. Ricky Neeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly sunny with room temperature highs today, right around 72. I'm Matt Johnson.
A lot of sunshine, 63 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The publisher of the National Enquirer will be on the witness stand when the New York hush money trial of Donald Trump resumes tomorrow morning. David Pecker, who's been called by the prosecution, describes himself as a friend of the former president. More on the first witnesses from ABC's Jonathan Carl.
The three key witnesses in this case are an adult film star, a lawyer who has literally served jail time for lying under oath, and the top executive at the National Enquirer. I mean, this is hardly a shining moment for American democracy.
Court adjourned earlier than usual today. It was due in part because one of the jurors had a dental emergency. The Supreme Court will hear arguments later this week whether Mr. Trump should have immunity from prosecution for anything he did while he was in office. Today, the justices are weighing whether banning homeless people from sleeping outside amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Some states say it's unconstitutional to fine or arrest them if there's no shelter space.
If someone, for example, is being attacked, we're going
to
go in.
You know, the president's in public housing, so we ought to be able to do it for everybody.
The Reverend Dr. William Barber at a Housing Not Handcuffs rally in Washington. Classes at Columbia University are being held virtually today as pro-Palestinian protests continue on campus. Police made several arrests over the weekend, but Deputy Commissioner of Legal Affairs Michael Berger says without a crime, they have no jurisdiction over the privately owned campus.
If someone, for example, is being attacked, we're going to go in to Columbia University as we would to a private home to help protect that person.
Just before the hour, the Dow is up. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Utah's party conventions will be held this Saturday. KSL at Night co-host and political consultant Taylor Morgan told Dave and Dujanovic the top races that he's keeping an eye on.
Of course, the U.S. Senate race, the attorney general's race. I also have my eye on the third congressional district race. As Dave mentioned, these open seats here in Utah don't really come open all that often. And because of John Curtis jumping into the U.S. Senate race to fill Mitt Romney's vacant Senate seat, we have an open race, of course, for the third district here in Utah. In that race, we have a lot of candidates. We have nine total Republican candidates vying for nomination in the third district. Three candidates have already qualified for a primary election in June via signatures. we have a real showdown, though, at convention between those candidates who did not collect signatures. If any one candidate at convention on Saturday gets 60% or more of the delegate vote, they will automatically qualify for a primary and then go and face off against Case Lawrence and John Dougal, who will be in the primary.
Taylor says he thinks Saturday's convention is probably one of the most pivotal conventions Utah's had in decades. KSL News Time, 1219. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a nice and quiet drive in progress on the Valley freeways with good speeds on all of them. No accidents. And it's a delay-free drive on your main secondaries as well. Now, we did have an earlier report of some sort of traffic hazard that drivers needed to be aware of at 2100 South 3rd West. That's likely in the cleanup stages. One surface street crash at 1300 South and 6th East. S&S Roofing is your trusted source for quality and affordability. They've been the top roofing company in Utah for over 40 years. Schedule an estimate now. Get a free quote at snsroofinginc.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts out gorgeous. 72 today, mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 74. Top of the hill, 79 by Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. We'll then dial it back on Thursday, 69 chance for showers. Best chance for rain this week looks like Friday, 60 degrees with some valley rain showers and mountain snow. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, 58. Bouncing back to 62, partly cloudy by Sunday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
All right, now a lot of sunshine, 63 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. Markets off to a great start for the week. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
When the weather warms up, it's like a stampede, except instead of dust stirred up by hundreds of hooves, it's a cascade of phone calls to Advanced Window Products. This is Jeff Kaplan. Soon as the sun shines and the snow's gone, people want new windows and frames from Utah's number one custom window maker, and the wait for installation grows longer. But right now, you can get near the front of the line by calling for a quote and get $2,500 off when you purchase 10 windows or more. That's on top of the incredible savings for the highest quality double-pane windows and frames, any style, any color. See, at Advanced Window Products, they actually build the windows here in Utah, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. There's no middleman, and they can pass the savings on to you. They even offer buy now, pay later. So get in before the wait grows longer and get the $2,500 off. Get your new windows this spring. Make the call. Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/build to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/build and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Beat the spring cleaning rush with big savings and priority booking by calling Zero Res. Dust, dander, and bacteria are living and breeding in your carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and more with nowhere to go. The spring season allergens such as pollen are coming out of hibernation ready to invade your home. Check out the 3,300 raving customer reviews with a 4.8 Google rating and see what the hype is all about. This month, get 3 rooms Zero Resified from Salt Lake's number one carpet cleaner, starting at just $99, and they'll throw in a free hallway. Plus, take 25% off your air ducts cleaning to get that true spring cleaning feel. Call Zero Res right now, 801-288-9376, or go online to ZeroRes.com and say you want the KSL special. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 1224. A new report from USA Today honors Utah-based Mountain America Credit Union.
We were recognized by USA Today as top five places to work in the country.
MACU Chief Human Resources Officer Trent Savage says they were notified about the award last December.
A large number of our team members, almost 2,000 of our 3,400 employees responded and shared their voice and feedback about how they feel about working here.
He says 93% of their employees vouch for the credit union's high ethical standards, along with the benefits the company provides. Savage says they still have improvements they want to make, and their ultimate goal is to be number one on that list. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Watch Utah's money. U.S. Airlines will be getting 40% fewer planes this year than expected. The change comes from weak supply and demand, as well as hiring freezes from United and Southwest. As a result, Americans can expect more expensive airfare this summer. Applications for the student aid FAFSA are down significantly. Data from the National College Attainment Network shows applications fell 57% this year compared to last year's seniors. Some experts are blaming the new and supposedly improved application. Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, sold 1.4 million copies in traditional album sales on the day of its release. The sales are expected to boost her net worth even more. She made it to Forbes' billionaire list for the first time this year. And taking a look at your money at this moment, a great day for the markets. The Dow right now up by 450 points. That's nearly 1.5%, sitting at 38,436. S&P up by 69. The NASDAQ also up by 1.5%, up 238 points. There is a huge heart-shaped feature on the surface of Pluto, and scientists have a better idea of what could have formed it. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit reports.
This feature is about as large as a quarter of the United States, and it's theorized the Valentine-like decor was formed after a celestial body collided with the dwarf planet way back when. The contents were smeared across the surface because it's so cold out there, and this led to the heart being formed.
Scientists are just beginning to study Pluto and the dwarf planet's history. KSL News Time, 1227.
Before you hit the road, hit the KSL preset.
Going to work and back home?
Or running errands around town?
We tell you which roads will slow you down.
And how to avoid them.
With traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, KSL is a welcome backseat driver.
I'm Ricky Meese.
And I'm Andy Farnsworth.
We have you covered.
On KSL News Radio.
Hello, Spring. This is your friend, Adventure. You've been on my mind, and I'm wondering where you've been. Weather's warming, and a word on the street is you're looking for riders to enjoy Cedar City Brinehead's spectacular trails? Well, I'm told Three Peaks Recreation and Parawam's Evil Water Trail System are the bomb. Or perhaps you've changed. Maybe you're more into hiking? Kolob Canyon or Thor's Hammer Trail make a perfect meetup place. Oh, and don't forget Cedar City's spectacular views accompanied by disc golf at the Thunderbird Garden Course. Listen, I've always been here. I still like the same things. Spring skiing, tubing, but I'm more mature now. My interests have expanded. There's Cedar City's Southern Utah Museum of Art, strolls downtown, fine dining or shopping. I'm more interesting than you know. Let's connect and rekindle our relationship, starting in the spot we always enjoy. Cedar City Brinehead. Look me up at visitcedarcity.com. Your old friend, Adventure.
Boyd Matheson. Listening to Inside Sources is a little different from just reading the headlines because we're always going to get you into that think again moment. We have experts from around the country, across the world, and right here local to home that'll help us dive in and get past just the hype, the fluff, the fake fights, and the false choice so we can get into the news to help you connect the dots and make the news make sense.
Join Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson, 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Let's check any trouble spots. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new crash. Now, this is in Wasatch County, westbound Main Street at 1200 South. It's been blocking a right lane of traffic. Also, a crash at 1300 South 6th East. But if you're traveling any of the Valley freeways, you are good to go. Lagoon is looking for ride maintenance technicians. Lagoon offers excellent mechanical training programs with amazing career opportunities. Ride maintenance technician position is full-time and year-round. Details, visit lagoonpark.com/jobs. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Absolutely loving today's high of 72 degrees with mostly sunny skies. Overnight, 52, will go to 74 and partly cloudy on Tuesday. Wednesday, pushing 80 with a high of 79 and mostly sunny skies. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Very nice temperatures across the state. In Provo at this hour, 65. St. George, it's coming in at 79. In Logan, 58 degrees. And here in Salt Lake City, 63.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 12:30. KSL's top story this hour. Officials are asking people to be extra careful around rivers and streams with spring runoff now in full swing. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
None of our waterways are flooding so far, but several have already risen as high as 80% of what their banks can handle. And even though the snowpack isn't as crazy as last year, National Weather Service hydrologist Glenn Merrill tells me all this water can still be very dangerous.
It was snow just a few days ago, right? Those temperatures are very cold. The water temperatures are in the 30s. The flows are very fast, and they're very high, and we just need to give them a wide berth and be smart.
Merrill says he would not recommend getting into fast-moving water right now and to give it some distance if you want to watch it. He says we'll likely see some rivers and creeks peak within the next couple of weeks before seeing the last of them peak sometime between late May and early June. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
It's looking like we'll have another hot summer. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonillo has more on what meteorologists predict.
We'll have some above average temperatures this week, much like the last couple weekends. That's a trend you can expect to see throughout the summer. KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says we'll have a summer very similar to last year.
Triple digits are becoming a lot more frequent here in the West, especially us in Salt Lake City. We sit at 4,200 feet. To see triple digits as much as we do in recent years is becoming a new normal.
We've also had a considerably dry start to our spring, and the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center thinks we'll see below average precipitation for the rest of the summer. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial is done for the day after opening statements and the introduction of his first witness. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky is in New York on what the former president's lawyers told jurors and how what he said was undermined by his own client.
Defense attorney Todd Blanche said during his opening statement that President Trump had nothing to do with the invoice, with the check being generated, or an entry on the ledger. And in fact, there was Donald Trump now speaking about the minutiae of how this payment, reimbursement payment to Michael Cohen, was logged each and every month, how it appeared on the invoices, how it appeared on the checks and the ledger.
The first prosecution witness, former National Enquirer CEO David Pecker, will return for more questioning tomorrow. If Arizona's abortion ban goes into place in the coming days, California is working on a plan to open its doors to Arizona's abortion doctors. ABC's Alex Stone reports.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is pursuing emergency legislation that would allow Arizona doctors to practice reproductive care inside of California. Newsom says California has seen demand for reproductive care climb by 17% since Roe v. Wade was rolled back. California has made itself a safe haven for those seeking abortion care. The emergency law, he mentions, would expedite approval for Arizona healthcare workers to perform abortions in California. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The state Republican convention is just a few days away. KSL at Night co-host and political consultant Taylor Morgan told David Dujanovic that along with the competitive U.S. Senate and Attorney General's race, he has his eye on the third congressional race.
We have 9 total Republican candidates vying for nomination in the third district. 3 candidates have already qualified for a primary election in June via signatures.
Taylor says the rest of the candidates will face off at the convention this Saturday. If candidates get 60% or more of the vote, they move on to the primaries. Members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Manti were in for a surprise during the rededication of the city's temple. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit has more.
President Russell M. Nelson attended the rededication to the surprise of those attending. He and his wife, Wendy, have ancestral ties to Manti. and together with other church leaders, they honored the pioneer legacy of the city.
President Nelson promised church members that temple worship can help them meet the challenges of everyday life. Salt Lake City is celebrating Earth Day today by planting more than 250 trees at the regional athletic complex near Rose Park. Mayor Erin Mendenhall and Councilwoman Victoria Petro will be among the volunteers and Department of Public Lands employees doing that planting. Salt Lake Community College fashion instructor and her students are bringing awareness to sustainable responsibility in an industry that is the second largest polluter on Earth. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera has more.
Slick Fashion Institute instructor Amy Royer, who also teaches a sustainability class, combined both worlds and helped her students repurpose what they're calling Earth Couture.
It's always been like a passion of mine to upcycle things that I find at thrift stores, and these students are the exact same. They are wonderful thrifters.
Sophomore Jonas Jacob shared why he exclusively buys secondhand clothing.
It's cheaper for one thing, and the clothes are normally higher quality, you know, for what you're paying for. And so I think it is a really big deal. Buying from places like Shein and H&M, they destroy the planet.
Jacobs hopes his generation will be more mindful about where things come from and get inspired to get outside and treat our environment with care. Reporting from Slick's South Campus, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese. And we will check back with Ricky in just a moment. KSL News Time, 12:35.
KSL in the palm of your hand.
When the app came out, I knew that I could stream the radio station directly through there.
I just checked there to see if there's anything pertinent.
I regularly use the KSL app.
Get the app for KSL News Radio.
You're stubborn. Okay, be stubborn. Don't admit you have hearing issues, but they won't go away. You'll just suffer with them. But you don't have to suffer. My Hearing Centers will fit you with a high-tech hearing aid that's powerful and barely noticeable. So if you're suffering from hearing loss, or if you have a hearing aid but it's 3 years or older, you owe it to yourself to schedule a free consultation at My Hearing Centers by calling 801-701-1629. With locations from Ogden to St. George, be smart, not stubborn, with My Hearing Centers.
Let's go back to Ricky Meese for first look traffic.
We do have an accident called out, and this is going to be at 13th South and 6th East for downtown drivers. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Set the hook on savings with the Shields Fishing Sale event now through April 28th, in-store and online. Peer into the depths with electronics from Garmin and Lowrance. Protect yourself from the sun with clothing from Hook and Sims, and rig your boat with a trolling motor from Minn Kota. Our passionate Shields fishing experts are ready to prepare you for your next fishing adventure. Buy with confidence, knowing you have everything you need for that next hook set at Shields and Shields.com.
Tonight, the playoffs begin on The Voice.
Ooh, this season is turning it up to 11.
Yeah, the competition between coaches Reba McEntire, ooh, Chance the Rapper, yes, Dan and Shay, and John Legend is crazy.
And the vocal talent is fire.
Oh, yeah. If you've missed any episodes, the playoffs are the perfect time to get on board.
Oh, heck yeah.
The can't-miss playoffs on The Voice begin tonight on NBC.
The train of awesomeness is leaving the station.
Yeah, it is.
Then stay tuned for KSL 5 News at 10.
Tonight on KSL, travel can be full of unexpected surprises.
I canceled the ticket.
So airlines dole out travel credits that you can use like money when you are ready to fly.
It wouldn't let me book it.
But what happens when somebody hijacks your travel credit?
Never heard of her, don't know anybody by that name.
Then ruins your vacation. Do you get it back? Or are you grounded?
Flight credits into thin air. A Get Gephardt investigation tonight at 10.
How do you protect your business against cyber attacks and ransomware? Learn at the annual WebCheck Cyber Summit. Register today at WebCheckSecurity.com. That's WebCheckSecurity.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, warm weather over the past few days has spring runoff concerns at top of mind. Officials are warning people to avoid getting in creeks or rivers. KSL News Time, 12:38. Bird flu has been detected in dairy cows in some states, including in Idaho. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports on what that might mean for cows in Utah.
The concern is how that impacts raw milk.
And in these raw milk samples, they are finding the avian influenza strain in the milk sample.
Bailey Wolstenhume from Utah's Agriculture Department says so far avian flu has not been detected in Utah dairy cows. She recommends drinking pasteurized milk because the heating process kills the virus. Dairy farmers here are on the lookout for symptoms of bird flu in their cows, including reduced milk production and changes to the quality and texture of the milk. If avian flu is suspected, farmers are urged to get their cows tested. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
Cases of measles are showing up in different parts of the country, but so far not in Utah. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr reports.
Over 100 measles cases have popped up across the nation so far this year, but none in Utah yet. Respiratory disease epidemiologist for DHHS, Pamela Gomez, says it's hard to determine when an outbreak may happen, but it will likely happen in the state at some point this year.
Last year, we saw 58 confirmed cases, and this year, we have so far seen 125, so... You know, we are seeing more spread than last year, and it would not be altogether unlikely that Utah eventually sees a case.
She says the best protection against measles is to get vaccinated and to be aware of cold-like symptoms with rashes when traveling out of state. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
Fishing is back open at Panguitch Lake. The Utah Division of Wildlife Resources lifted its emergency fishing closure at the reservoir this morning after closing the reservoir due to concerns over cracks in its dam earlier this month. Several road closures will be impacting traffic this week. The first one is in Draper. I-15 over 123rd South will see lane closures each night from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. The second is in the Riverton, South Jordan area. Southbound 2700 West will be closed to traffic at the 118th South intersection starting this morning and lasting until Friday. And in Provo Canyon, there will be some closures today and tomorrow. Hundreds of runners hit the road this weekend in the Salt Lake City Marathon. The top time was just over 2.5 hours. That is 6 minutes a mile. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. What's happening, Ricky?
We are still seeing a really nice drive on the Valley freeways now in Wasatch County for Heber drivers. Watch for an accident westbound Main Street at 1200 South that had been affecting a right lane of travel. And then for downtown drivers, clearing of an accident at 6th East and 1300 South. Support new budding art during Park City Gallery Association's monthly gallery stroll and build a bouquet with flowers provided by local growers. See what's cropping up. Visit ParkCityGalleryAssociation.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, mostly sunny skies today with a high of 72. Overnight, 52, partly cloudy skies. For tomorrow, we'll go mix of sun and clouds, temperatures in the mid-70s. We jump to 79 by Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Just a beautiful day. A few fluffy clouds, 63 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, experts say it's time to talk to your teens and preteens about marijuana use. We'll hear from the Utah County Health Department about what some of the biggest concerns are. That's next. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You've been trying to hold off, but you think it's time you might need a new roof? Best move you could make is to call the highest rated roofing contractor in Utah. IWC Roofing has been working up there for 27 years. They offer the best warranty in the business, backed by Owens Corning. What's most amazing is they'll replace your entire roof in one day. Instead of Chuck with a truck showing up for a week of chaos and mayhem, you get professionals. IWC Roofing is in, they're out, and they power wash your driveway just to say thank you. They'll even send pictures from the roof so you know exactly what you're getting for your hard-earned money. Now, you think a highly skilled Owens Corning Platinum Certified contractor would charge more, but no. IWC offers a better price, and if you call now, they'll give you an extra $2,000 off your quote. $2,000 off. So call IWC Roofing for a free estimate, 801-232-5690, 232-5690, or visit IWCRoofingUtah.com.
Springtime in Utah, and if you're a business owner that hates to paint, do what business owner Al did. He called Rhino Shield.
I was watching TV one night and saw the Rhino Shield ad, and I thought, well, if they can do a house, they can probably do a building.
Rhino Shield ceramic technology is formulated for our unique climate here in Utah and is Class 1 fire rated.
So they came out and they gave me a price, showed me how the Rhino works, how it lasts, and how the guarantee works.
Utah residential or business, get the 25-year guaranteed protection of Rhino Shield right now for 15% off the regular price.
They waited for us to leave, and they work Saturday and Sunday, so they wouldn't affect our business at all. This was the great part of it. I came back Sunday night, and you couldn't even tell they were here. There was no paint on the ground. They did a fantastic job.
Utah, this offer is limited, so call 435-246-4466. 435-246-4466 or visit rhinoshieldwest.com.
Go Rhino Shield!
Hi there, it's Congressman Blake Moore here. Over the last 3.5 years, my team and I have worked tirelessly to deliver major legislative wins for the nearly 27,000 uniformed and civilian airmen and women at Hill Air Force Base. From funding the Sentinel nuclear deterrence and F-35 programs to increasing basic pay for airmen and enhancing family resources. It is a privilege to engage with our service members at Hill and learn how we can offer support in Congress. I am thrilled to host my first ever National Defense in-person town hall where we will focus on issues surrounding Hill Air Force Base and the current national security environment. I'd love for you to join us on Wednesday, April 24th at 2:30 p.m. at the Hill Aerospace Museum. That's Wednesday, April 24th at 2:30 p.m. at the Hill Aerospace Museum. It's an honor to represent the men and women at Hill Air Force Base, and I look forward to this special event on the 24th. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
KSL News Time 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
officials are urging people to steer clear of fast-moving rivers and streams with spring runoff once again in full swing. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, today is Earth Day, and to celebrate, Salt Community College held a fashion show highlighting recycled clothing. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
We are seeing a good drive on the Valley Freeway as a new accident popping up 5500 West at 1900 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
70s for the next few days and then some cooler, wetter weather for the weekend.
I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny, 64 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time for KSL's top national stories.
This is a special report from ABC News. Trump trial underway. I'm Daria Aldinger. Opening statements have ended and the prosecution witness, the first one, has been called in Donald Trump's hush money trial. ABC's John Santucci says former National Enquirer CEO David Pecker briefly took the stand just before court adjourned for the day.
He's going to come back to the stand tomorrow. But nevertheless, it just shows the speed to which Judge Mershon is moving these proceedings with the fact that openings are done. We're already on the first witness for prosecutors.
Pecker is a friend of the former president, but he's been called by the prosecution. Mr. Trump, meanwhile, speaking to reporters outside court today, says he plans to clear his name and fulfill his obligations.
I'm here instead of being able to be in Pennsylvania and Georgia and lots of other places campaigning.
The court is in recess until tomorrow morning. It adjourned early today in part because one of the jurors had a dental emergency. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Marijuana misuse among teens is landing more young people in emergency rooms, according to the Center for Disease Control. Heather Lewis is with Gray Matters Utah, and she is Substance Abuse Prevention Coordinator for the Utah County Health Department. She told Dave and Dujanovic that they are hearing reports of kids using marijuana as young as sixth grade.
Well, we definitely worry about psychosis. You know, when a kid uses cannabis or marijuana, they're not used to it. Maybe they're getting something that they haven't tried before. And the THC levels, like the gentleman said, the levels these days are so much higher, and the contents that are out there are so much more potent that it's almost, I mean, some of these are all the way up to 100, like 90 to 100% THC. We're back in the day, back in the 60s, like you're saying, it was 3%, 5% THC. And so, you know, that in itself has really changed the landscape. But more than psychosis, the thing that we worry about with our kids is that, you know, with increased or even just regular use, we have studies are showing that it does have an effect on the developing brain. And, you know, our kids' brains are developing until they're 25. So we've got some room to work with them, but we need them to know the truth. And we know that, especially with our teens, they don't want to be scared. They don't want to hear these, you know, scare tactics. They want to know the truth so that they can make their own informed decisions. And that's what Gray Matters is about. If you go to graymattersutah.org, you can find information that has research to back it up about the risks of cannabis use to a developing brain with our kids. And then it gives talking points for the parents, because really we know our parents are the number one reason why our kids are choosing not to use. We know that our parents are the influence, the parents that are talking to their kids and having these conversations and being open about it. Those are the kids that are making the right choices, because they're having these, you know, unafraid conversations, and we really just have to go there. You know, using cannabis, it affects your memory, it affects your concentration, it affects your, it develops a sense of apathy where you just don't care. You just kind of, whatever, I don't really care. Your coordination is reduced, problem solving, learning. Long term, you know, if a kid's thinking about going to, you know, play for a professional sports team, or they have this desire that they want to be this certain, you know, profession when they grow up, using continually really has an effect on their education. Educational goals, their professional goals, and overall their success in life.
Lewis says they recommend talking to your kids about the dangers of marijuana by the age of 9. KSL News Time, 1249, traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Any trouble spots, Ricky?
Not on the freeways. We have normal KSL travel times on I-15, 215, I-80, and the 201. Our problems have been on the side streets. Salt Lake City PD is in the final cleanup of a crash at 6th East and 1300 South. And on the opposite side of the valley, they're working an accident at 5500 West and 1900 South. Plus, a new accident has popped up on Stringham Avenue. That's about 2300 South at 1300 East. Beat the spring cleaning rush and call Zero Res. Get 3 rooms plus a hallway, Zero Resified, for $99. Visit ZeroRes.com and book your appointment today. Zero Res. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast starts warm, then turns cool with rain chances. Starting today, 72. No worries with the rain. Mostly sunny skies. Partly cloudy tomorrow. We jump to 74. How about 79 for your Wednesday, mostly sunny? Then it's 69 on Thursday, chance for showers. Best chance for rains Friday, 60. Then 58, mostly cloudy on Saturday. Partly cloudy Sunday, 62. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
We just couldn't ask for better weather. A beautiful day, sunny 64 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Also, couldn't ask for a better day when it comes to the markets. Markets doing very well today. A complete update of your money news coming up next. For the past couple of months, I've been telling you about the great experience I've had with Salt Lake City Fat Loss. This program, it's simply the secret to losing weight quickly without surgery, injections, or all of that other stuff. In my first 60 days on this program, I've lost 25 pounds, and it's made my life so much better. My back didn't ache when I was working out in the yard over the weekend. I feel so much better physically, and I feel better about myself. And it's not a fad diet. I've been eating a healthy combination of foods, and there are no expensive prepackaged meals, no surgery, no injections. There's just an easy-to-follow meal plan which strategically combines foods to help you burn that stored fat. And it's just so fun to be able to wear things in my closet that I haven't been able to squeeze into for years. Right now, you can save $200 on the plan just by dropping my name. Go to slcfatloss.com to schedule your free consultation. You can do it in person or virtually. Just mention Maria sent you. Now, this is a great way to slim down for summer. Call 801-450-1882 or go to slcfatloss.com. That's slcfatloss.com.
Howdy, folks. It's me again. And surprise, it's tomato frenzy time at J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all large-sized tomato plants are only $2.99 each. That's half price and grown from seed right here at J&J. And while you're here, pick up a bag or two of J&J's private label all-purpose premium topsoil to help strengthen your vegetable garden for only $5.98 a cubic foot bag. So come to the Tomato Frenzy Sale at J&J Garden Center in Layton, where they have the best products at the best price and the best employees, too. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
up to a 30% upfront bonus, and 12% per year guaranteed growth for retirement. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and these are the highest guarantees with annuities I have seen in my life. When interest rates are this high, there are silver linings, and annuity guarantees are one of them. Up to a 30% bonus upfront for retirement income. On $100,000, that's up to $42,000 guaranteed in the first year, and it's because of the economy and its high interest rates. Don't let anyone, especially another financial advisor, tell you it's not true. Up to 30% upfront just for opening an account, and up to 12% per year guaranteed income growth. Don't miss out. This won't last forever. If you have an old 401k, get up to 30% upfront and 12% guaranteed growth for income today.
Call 801-899-7600. That's 801-899-7600.
Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com.
KSL News Time, 1254. As many celebrate our planet this Earth Day, ABC's Dave Packer has a look at Earth Day by the numbers.
1970. That's when Earth Day began as an effort to educate students around the world about climate change and threats facing our planet. 2.6. The number of degrees the United States has warmed since the first Earth Day. 3 degrees. The temperature increase in Alaska in the last nearly 100 years. The biggest increase among all U.S. states. 60%. That's EarthDay.com's target for reducing production of all plastics by 2040. Without changes, the group says there will be more plastic in the oceans than fish by 2050. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate keeps on climbing. The rate is now at 7.5%, the highest since November when it sat at 7.58%. Mortgage News Daily says the higher rates are forcing sales to drop dramatically. It will cost you more than $218,000 to live comfortably in Utah. That's according to data from Smart Asset. It defines a comfortable living budget as 50% for housing, 30% for discretionary spending, and 20% for savings and investments. Chipotle is testing its loyal customers. The chain restaurant has raised its prices 6 times since 2021. They seem to still be doing well, though. Sales grew 8.4% last quarter, outpacing McDonald's and Starbucks. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 370 points, nearly a full percent, sitting at 38,357. S&P 500 up by 57, and the NASDAQ up by 207 points. There is a new class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Last year on the Kelly Clarkson Show, Cher expressed frustration that she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and said at this point, even if invited,
I wouldn't be in it now if they gave me $1 million.
Are you serious?
We'll see if she sticks to her guns. She's in now. The 2024 class just announced. It also includes Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Dave Matthews Band, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and A Tribe Called Quest.
Microphone check 1, 2, what is this?
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.